down, Greg, for this homecoming weekend. I've met many, many donors and alums who've been here a long time ago from the law school, the dental college, and other parts of the university who are delighted to be back in Lincoln. And so a lot of the red in the stadium are these people visiting to come back to their alma mater this weekend.
And we're delighted to see each and every one of them back here on the UNL campus. It's not only homecoming week and big weekend for all those things, but it's been a big weekend for the foundation. Tell us about that.
It has been. We have our annual trustees meeting for the foundation in connection with this weekend. And I'm not going to spill the beans. They'll announce it early part of the week, but it was a record year for the foundation in a lot of ways, but by far and away the most successful year they've ever had. And that means by far and away the most funds transferred to the university for the highest priorities across our four campuses.
We know scholarships is a big part of it. What else does that go for?
Well, this last year, as you know, we've had a lot of building projects. So probably the biggest chunk went to facilities. We're looking right now, the East Stadium addition was part of that. The Pamela and Fred Buffett Cancer Center at a medical center, veterinary diagnostic lab on the East Campus, a critical project for Nebraska's largest industry, health sciences complex at UNK, and many, many more. So that's terrific additions to the University of Nebraska. It'll provide education for generations of Nebraskans. And also to help with that is over $20 million in this last year for new scholarship funds, which makes a huge difference in the ability to provide a quality, affordable education to Nebraskans. And then finally, a very significant amount of money went into new programs at the university, like the Buffett Early Childhood Institute and the Doherty Water for Food Institute. Those are a couple examples of the kinds of things that are possible with major investments from the private side that build on the significant state contribution to the university.
Well, that's all wonderful news. You know, last fall you talked about that the University of Nebraska is working on national security and defense. Can you update us on that?
I can. You know, I was at the board meeting of the National Strategic Research Institute meeting this last week, and that is what our institute is called, that is a university-affiliated research center with the military. We competed a couple of years ago with universities all over the country and were named a university-affiliated research center. There are only 14 in the nation. MIT has one, Johns Hopkins University has one, Georgia Tech, Penn State, the University of Texas at Austin. These are different branches of the university that partner, have a preferred partnership with a particular university, so they're very highly sought after. This is the first one that Stratcom has ever done. So not only is it with our partner in our backyard in Nebraska, but it's such an important area of research activities for our whole university.
You mentioned research. What are some of the areas of research that you're focused on?
Well, one of the unique benefits we brought to this UARC and that the Stratcom and the U.S. Department of Defense saw was multiple campuses. So we've got computer science and decision management at UNO. We've got physics and engineering and law at UNL. We've got public health and research at the medical center on biomedical agents and chemical weapons threats. We're really working as a partner with Stratcom on deterrence or weapons of mass destruction. So this hardly could have a better mission to work on with our partners there to help secure and make safe not only our men and women in uniform, but also our country and our allies.
Are these new research areas for the university?
Well, for the most part, no. The reason we were successful in competing is that these are areas where we've had strength before. And like many of the new initiatives at the university, we've tried to isolate those areas where we have great strength, where it's really important to Nebraska and, in this case, to the world, and where additional investments can make us among the best in the world. And this is certainly one of them. We've got some examples just about 100 yards from here, the Diocles laser, one of the most powerful lasers in the world in our physics department, has incredible ability to detect a detection device through metal, through other secure areas. So it's something that the Defense Department is extremely interested in.
Who's leading the institute?
well, it's got a great board of directors. A retired general from the Army who was deputy director of STRATCOM, a retired admiral who chairs our board, was deputy at STRATCOM. Bob Hinson, terrific guy, a retired three-star general. Who was also at STRATCOM at one time and then Northrop Grumman. He's leading the effort for the university, partnering with our research vice chancellors on each of our campuses and doing a terrific job. We have really catapulted ahead from just starting to having about $10 million in research in the first year and moving ahead of some other universities that have been there for a long time. So this is something that, you know, I wish every Nebraskan could have been with me in that meeting to hear the kind of work that's being done and the praise from our partners at STRATCOM about the partnership that we're developing. It's a terrific thing for the university.
Great stuff. As always, great to see you. Enjoy the rest of your homecoming weekend.
I know I will.
Good to see you. J.B. Milliken here at halftime. 23-5, Nebraska with the lead. We've got more coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.